Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to some more r/entitled parents. Entitled mum tries to steal over 20 pounds of jerky from my market stand. So for some backstory, I hunt. I understand that this may offend some who do not eat meat, but I cook, clean, cut, and use nearly every part of the animals I take the life of. I have a friend who wants the leather to practice his taxidermy, and I keep a portion of the meat for storage and for use in the winter when I can't be bothered to go shopping some days and I want to cook up a nice steak. Also, as noted, I make jerky, which I sell occasionally at the farmers market nearby. I have almost all flavors from hickory barbecue to my own homemade teriyaki. I am very passionate about my teriyaki and meat in general, and have been ever since I was young. So I have several tubs and assorted bags of jerky for sale, as my trips hunting this year were very respectable, and I even got some caribou in there for the wow factor for people who just want to try it. I even have small samples, because who doesn't like samples? Well, I now keep a very close eye on them, and this is why. I had a few buyers and made a soft profit of about $80 for about 3 hours. It's fine, it's just the weekend anyway, and I don't do it as a job, just as some money on the side. So I can be a bit giving if I like you enough. That is when the dark clouds circled above, and from the depths crawled the monstrous beast known as EM and her EC, entitled Child or Hexborn. So I am selling my jerky when I see two young boys come up into my stand and ask for some samples. Sure, kids, I say to them, and hand them about a 2-inch strip of jerky. One asked for regular and the other asked for barbecue. Their eyes widened and I knew I saw it in them, that carnal spark of a man that feels joy the moment his tongue touches the sweet caress of jerky. I'd just seen two wee babes take a step towards adulthood, I thought to myself, and went back to completing another sale. I felt a familiar presence behind me and turned to see the entitled child asking for another sample. Unfortunately, as I had been burned before, I told him, well, normally I have a one sample per person policy, but I'll make an exception today, and handed him one more. One teriyaki. This was my mistake. I saw it. That poor boy tasted my pièce de résistance, and there was no hope for him to ever enjoy regular teriyaki again. He remarked on how good it was, and the other looked at me and said, "Can I have another one of those?" I apologized. "I'm sorry, buddy, but my usual is one per person, and I already gave your friend two. If you want, I will be here tomorrow and I will give you some then." The entitled child scrunched his face and tried to take another piece from my sample bowl, but I picked it up and said, "No, I said you cannot have any more." However, I understood how I may have ruined this child's jerky future and that he simply had to get more, so I said, "If you can get your parents to buy some, I will throw an extra. Does that sound good?" He started to turn red in the face and his fist started shaking. At the moment I mentioned his mother, something in that poor, twisted child's head clicked and he smiled and went to get her. Things go well and I sell a few more bags, and altogether it's about pack-up time, and I made about $160. Not bad for about 6 hours. I see a woman approach my stand and she's got the child in tow. I prepped my best customer service smile and then I saw her stilt walking with a finger aimed right at my forehead, and I could quickly make out the vein in her neck now pulsating. It was an entitled mother. "How dare you not give my child your jerky? The heck is wrong with you?" Admittedly, I blinked a few times as I was hit with a deep wave of what the fuck, but regained my composure, stating, "My apologies, miss. Your child had two samples, of which I normally offer only one. These aren't small samples, mind you, but I do sell these for profit. If you would like, I could sell you a bag of the jerky he wanted with a bit of extra on the side that he likes. Again, I'm not doing this entirely for money, so I was willing to ignore that." She calmed a bit and pointed to my large plastic jar of teriyaki I had for organizing the meats before bagging. I want that one. How much is it? She said. I look to her and say, my apologies, that one is for organizing. As you can see on my table, I have various bags of sizes for you to purchase, but that jar is not for sale as a unit. I quickly learned how much the apple falls from the tree when she turned beet red and nearly spat on me, saying, why won't you sell me that jar? I am a paying customer. And you also refuse to give my child his jerky. Her tirade continues, drawing eyes around the market, and I notice security approaching nearby, giving me the need help eyes. I shake my head, thinking I can de-escalate this. I'm an ex-Walmart employee. I got this, I thought. Mom, I pointed out that these jars are not for sale, but I can sell you bags. Would you like a bag? I eked in. No, I want that jar. That is what I want, and if you won't sell it to me, the least you can do is give it to me for causing me and my child so much grief as compensation. I had to console him because you wouldn't give him the jerky. What is wrong with you? The child is behind her, grinning ear to ear, thinking that his mummy dearest would let him get his way as he watches me growing more and more tired of dealing with this woman. Mom, do you want to buy a bag or not? If not, please leave my stand. I am nearly done with today and will pack up soon. She yelled at me as I began to pack my things, and I had my back turned to her and was putting away my jars when she reaches over my counter and grabs my jar from my crate, saying, you will sell me this jar, you stupid expletive. Do you not have ears? Holding it in front of my face, gesturing to it. I'm done dealing with her and quickly take back my jar, saying, no, go away. I was offering extra at first and even dealt with the yelling, but midway she grabs the jar back out of my hand, saying, don't you effing take my effing jerky. I told you I will buy it. At this point, I had motioned for the security guy to come over, and he told her to hand over my jar, to which she looked at him and after several loud no's, she tried to walk away with it in hand. But lady, you forget, that is my masterwork and I have a reputation around the market. The pepper salesman, a large 6'1 Native American man, stops her, arms spread out wide, which she yells at him to move, spitting in his face. He wipes his face and rips the jar from her hand and tells her to leave, holding it above her while she yells at him to give it back, like some demented adult game of keep away, and he hands it to the security. Security informs her that she is banned from the market and tells her to leave or else they would have to place her in cuffs until they called the police. Unfortunately for her, someone had already called the police and they also had recorded it. I love my community. Not only was she charged with theft, she was also charged with assault for spitting, and her child got into the cruiser and were hauled away. I had to go in to testify because the pepper salesman pressed charges for it, but I was happy to do so. She got a whopping $3,000 fine and was barred from the market upon punishment of even more fines. I don't think I will ever understand people like this, so in the end, she had to pay $3,000 in fines and got no jerky. Whereas if she had just spent $3,000 on jerky, she probably could have bought everything this guy had. It makes no sense to me. Entitled greedy people like this always want more than they can have and in the end inevitably end up with nothing. Now that is karma at its finest in my opinion. Entitled mum thinks my antibiotics are sweets, accuses me of being a druggie when I don't give her kids some. So I'm from the UK and I recently visited New York with my family on summer holiday. We got the subway basically everywhere and as with most big city subways, there were plenty of colourful characters, so whilst I've never had an experience like this before, I wasn't that surprised when this happened. Backstory: so I play rugby, and about a month prior to my encounter with the entitled mother, I sustained an injury whilst playing, where the toenail on my big toe was completely torn out. Ugh, that sounds horrible. As it regrew, it began to ingrow and soon became infected. We went to the doctors and were given antibiotics about 3 days before our trip to New York City, and this is where our story begins. We were on a subway coming back from the Empire State Building and it was time for me to take my antibiotics. I got out my pills and some water and took the pill. Everything's fine and dandy. I look across the carriage and see EM and her snotty-nosed little brat. Now the SNLB is sitting there with this can of Monster that's about as big as him. He must have been about 7, solid parenting. And EM is on her phone. The kid prods his entitled mother and whispers something to her, then points at me. Oh no. The entitled mum gets up and strides across the carriage. Young man, is that candy you've got there? No, sorry, it's my medicine. Don't try that with me. That can't be medicine. It's not even in a prescription bag. And it's coloured. It was just in an orange box. I'm sorry, Mom, it's just my antibiotics. I point at my toe. What do you care if it's candy anyway? So far, the whole conversation has been really quiet and my parents haven't noticed yet. It was quite a crowded carriage and they were sitting further away behind a group of people. I care if it's candy because I think you're being real selfish not giving my kid any, especially since he has to sit there watching you eat it. Honestly, it's not candy. At this point, the entitled mum raises her voice. Don't BS me, I know that's not medicine, give it to me now. At this point, my parents see what is happening and come over.
Hey, what's going on here?
This little idiot is taking drugs in front of my kid. He needs to be locked up, setting such a bad example to young children.
My mum's having none of this.
Well, this little idiot happens to be my son, and I can tell you that he is on a course of antibiotics because of an infection. So will you just leave him alone? No!
Then the entitled mum says to other passengers,
this whole family is on drugs, their crackhead son just attacked me.
Some random guy on the train pipes up,
oh come on, I just saw you go over to him, leave them alone.
My brother says, wait, what just happened? At this point, the entitled kid started doing these really fake sobs and saying things like,
mommy, he's being mean,
and
I want candy.
So the entitled mum went over to her kid and started cooing over him, and our stop was next, so nothing really came of it. It really just surprises me that people like this exist. Kind of frightening too, really.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Why couldn't this woman just accept that this kid was telling the truth, they were antibiotics? And also, as this guy says, even if they were sweets, so what? They're his sweets, they do not belong to her kid. Don't forget that this entitled parent was fine with calling it candy up until the parents noticed the commotion. Then, all of a sudden, it randomly became, they're taking drugs in front of my child.
Real smooth, Karen, real smooth.
Anyway, that is the end of today's episode of r/entitledparents. Click the video on screen right now for some more, and I will see you in a few seconds.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.